Hola amigos y bienvenidos a un nuevo programa.
Hello friends and welcome to our new show. Current themes from around the world. With us is Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Today we'd like to talk about what's going on in South America, especially in Venezuela. We see that there is 1,000,000% inflation, and the international currency fund says that it can reach 10,000,000%. There's both an economical and also a human crisis. How could it be that such a rich country is going through such a poor state of affairs? What does it say? First of all, it says that it has nothing to do with the place being rich or poor. But we have to understand that these things happen in order for us to feel how much in and of ourselves, by ourselves, we can't be rich or poor, weak or strong, but it all depends on our connection. The world is round, and the example is Venezuela. And this is going to be with every country, that no country will be able to sustain itself in power and wealth, keep the order, nothing. What I think should be, why don't international organizations come to Venezuela and put things in place? There's the International Bank, international oil companies, the UN, UNESCO, different organizations. They're sitting, doing nothing. Why not come to this country? It's a pity what's going on with the people. Millions of people, they're starving. They're truly starving. What is the world looking at? Only to say if their president is okay or not. Were they to come there and say, okay, you can't, things aren't working. 1,000,000% a year, this doesn't work. We have to arrange things, put things back in order. We'd stop working with them. We're not buying anything from you, not even oil. We're not giving you anything. We're not taking anything from you until you allow us to organize things, to arrange them. And we would. We'd organize the country. Where is mankind? They know only how to yell, shout, how to bury the country even more, get everything possible out of it and throw it away. Yeah, really. Why don't the international organizations interfere? My answer is simple. Because the human nature, the ego that determines everything, and everyone's an egoist, and everyone thinks only about themselves. And some country falls, so may it fall. And if I can get even more out of it, the better. This is what everyone thinks. Now, the Russians are going there to see what they can get out of it, and this is how everyone is, not allowing anyone to arrange anything. And if today I have 1,000,000% inflation, then it's going to be 10,000,000%. So, what is the international society looking at? What is mankind looking at? I understand that there are poor countries that were poor for a long time, but this was a thriving, flourishing country. Why stop it this way? It'll spread from it to all of South America. Venezuela is really a country with the biggest oil reserves in the world. They're the main oil supplier to the United States, and the United States did put sanctions. And these are going to be tremendous losses to Venezuela. So in the international context, what does it mean? That there are the interests of the Russians, of the Americans, of this, of that. It shows how global we really are. Or Yeah, sure, now the Russians will go in there instead of the Americans. They'll buy oil from there because oil, it's also Russia's international business. And then by that, they'll become richer and will control everyone the way they wanna. But it won't happen. Today, the world no longer needs it that much. It's a big problem, but I'm not talking about oil or anything else. I'm talking about how all the nations, all the organizations, all the countries, all the governments, if all the international organizations, the UN, UNESCO, and many others, the Global World Bank, the World Bank, why are they not putting pressure on this country, helping them arrange, organize things? And it's customary in any country that if some company falls, and it's a serious company, then there's the court. There's a court that, and the country can force that company to hire advisors, and then they come and they cure the business. And here, nothing. Millions of people. This I don't understand. Look how much our ego is deaf to the problems of other people. And their people are really starving to death, and no one cares. What impact will it have on the international level, on the international economy, society? Until it reaches each and every one in specific, people don't care what's going on there. We see how egoistic the world is, and we see the evil. About the human aspect, there's worrying information. 3 million people from Venezuela are immigrating to other countries, and it has an impact on the entire South American continent. And they believe that the numbers can rise to 8 million. What happens with this entire mass immigration? I think that it will cause many other countries to fall. They won't be well off as a result. It's good for them to interfere and help the Venezuelans get along in their place, for them to have a good life where they are without leaving their country. Because in Spain, for example, there is unemployment already. I was there many times. I talked to people. There were riots there and protests. Young people can't find work, can't get married, can't have family. And what is the result if the Venezuelans will come there? Spanish people are willing to take any job in order to make a living. They don't need other people to come there. They also have immigrants from Africa. And therefore, I think that this entire process is not good, but what can you do? If this is how all of mankind is, that it doesn't think about the future, and no one can feel that they'll suffer unless they help others. This is the problem. We don't feel the suffering of others that can come to us too. And as long as it doesn't touch us, I don't care what's going on. But is it not clear that oil is an important resource for all countries? Yeah, but still, you see how this entire attitude is irrational. Irrational. It's like it says in the Torah, that the ego blinds the eyes of the wise and they see nothing. So there's kind of this bad cycle of things, but no one listens. No one listens, no one accepts, no one feels until it will really knock on their door and they'll feel that this is their problem. A very bad future. What can you do? We are an international organization that teaches people all around the world, and also, of course, in Spanish and Portuguese and English, that we have to start thinking about a different future, that we have to connect and feel that we're interdependent. If in the past we talked about these things and the world didn't listen, I think that today the world sees that this is how things are, but they're still not listening. What's the solution then? The solution is for us to really start working with the method of connection that exists in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's an ancient, trustworthy method, tested method, because it can really connect all people, all countries, all nations, and once again, make us into a single humanity that's interconnected, interdependent with nature as a whole, the still vegetative, animate people. We're all living together in this one framework, enjoying life, having a good life. Like in a family, if things are good, everyone enjoys. If things aren't, no one's happy. Right now, people in Venezuela are very worried about their basic needs. Maybe they'll start asking about the meaning of life as a result, and this will bring some kind of solution. I don't think so, because one way or another, there's a need to educate the people, the nation, so I don't think that there's an opportunity to work with the people right now in this aspect when they're in need of bread, that now they can hear about connection. This is something that had to be done in advance, and no one's concerned with it. If so, this is the role of the rest of humanity? Yes, let's hope that at least international organizations that they'll come there and arrange their economy and trade and everything with employment for the country to continue to exist. Because with such natural resources, with such riches, with the millions of dollars that they have, and suddenly they go bankrupt. In addition, part of the problems that we talked about is that there's another big tragedy that happened in Brazil. At least 100 people were killed, 200 are still missing, a dam that collapsed. And one of the reasons is that there was more of an economical interest than caring for people's lives. The means to protect this dam were not taken. That's always how it is, that we want to save on everything, and therefore, afterwards, we pay the price dearly. What can you do? We're not taking people enough into consideration, but we're doing something. The main thing is to make as much money as possible and to save as much as you can. So really, it's a big problem, a big disaster. I'm really sorry about this. My condolences to the entire nation. And let's hope that it will not happen again. We really have to protect these dangerous places and make sure that it doesn't happen again. What can society, what can the public do in such cases? The public needs to try to more and more care for each other. If everyone will care for each other, then also in these big things, like with the dam and everything, other big places and essential places, but they are dangerous. They'll try to do this too, to the benefit of people, and make things safe enough. And these problems, all these disasters, the reason is for us to wake up. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah that I'm engaged in for over 40 years now, I can say just one thing, that all the disasters that happen in the world are a result of the wrong or incorrect relationships, relations between people. Therefore, we have no choice but to correct our connection. And then these disasters, even though that it sounds irrational, but they'll disappear because they're all a result of the lack of correct relations between us.
Vemos que hay una ola de frío que azota 14 estados de Estados Unidos y millones de personas, el 72% de la población de Estados Unidos experimentará un descenso de temperaturas bajo cero. Estamos hablando
de... There is a big cold wave in the United States, millions of people, 212 million people. It's an apocalyptic state, this freezing temperature in the United States. Yeah, it sounds very strange, frightening. I myself came from Russia, and I know what minus 30, minus 35 even is, but there still things are more arranged in order to sustain life. But what they're going through in the United States, how they survive, I don't know. From what I know about America, the houses, the everything, the entire infrastructure is not that suited for minus 40. I wish them to stay warm, to keep each other warm, and to really understand that against such natural disasters, we can't do anything. Because if today it's minus 40, next winter it could be minus 60, and we won't be able to do anything about it. But only by arranging the correct relations between us, by this we calm all of nature down, because we're living in a single nature, in a whole nature, which is entirely integral, where all parts of nature are interconnected, and people are the top, the peak of this system. And if we arrange everything between us and reach equilibrium, balance, we don't argue, we don't fight, but we really live a good life with each other, all of nature calms down, ecology, everything. And only this way can we balance everything and calm things down. And if not, by not arranging, by not getting along, we cause all of these blows, and through nature we might experience many more problems. If so, what message is nature trying to give us? Tell us. Nature is not trying to insinuate everything. Nature is a law. We are already supposed to be connected according to this law, and we don't want the connection. We reject it. So by this, we cause nature, for all of the laws of nature on all levels, for all of our systems, to also go into collision, and as a result, we feel these blows, these calamities, heat, cold, hurricanes, different things, tsunamis, other things. We'll have volcano explosions, eruptions. We can reach a state where the Grand Canyon will erupt. There could come a problem from there. It's also a big problem. So it means that the general attitude has to change, because in the meantime we don't feel that in our relations with others or in our attitude toward others it's somehow related to the climate, in order to prevent these calamities. Sure. We have no choice. We're really reaching a state where we can destroy the planet. And so what follows is that unless people will start coming closer to each other, unless they'll start calming their ego down, soothing things, the mutual hatred, then really what happens with mankind is it's a very dangerous future. What's going on in the United States influences the entire world, and the intention practically always focuses on that. They have an essential role, but the American society consists of many groups. This change is supposed to come through a certain ethnic group? No, it doesn't matter through which group. They have to understand that through these calamities that we're facing, natural disasters, or altogether the world war that we can cause, there's no one who win or lose, but everyone is in a tremendous loss. And who knows altogether what will it develop to? So we have to understand that only balance between all people on the global level will influence nature, and this way we'll be able to keep on living on our small planet. The Latinos, they're the biggest minority in the United States, and in recent years, besides the new generations that were already born there, many more came. Why does it work this way? What is the role of the Latinos? What are they supposed to do in the United States? I think that were they to, first and foremost, determine between them the correct relations toward each other, to help each other, support each other. Even not taking into consideration the rest of the population, the Afro-Americans, and everyone else, but let's treat each other in a good and nice way without we don't hurt each other. If we do this in our connection, then from us, it'll pass on to others. It'll influence them because it'll be something, this atmosphere will be in the air. We'll give everyone a good example, and I think that the South Americans, the Latinos, they can do it because they have the most calm character, most balanced. They're not evil by nature. They're not aggressive. At least less aggressive than the rest of the groups there, the Caucasians and the Afro-Americans. Then I'd say that if you're really concerned with Latin America and the United States about the future of the world, then please, the ball is in your hands. You should have a good relationship between you. Between yourselves, we'll be happy to give you different methods of how to come closer to each other. And suddenly you'll feel the good influence it has, not only in terms of climate, but in the smallest things. Children's education, domestic peace between yourselves and the children, and advancing in life. By this, you'll really be able to prosper and thrive beyond everyone else. If you'll really use what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends, you'll see how necessary this connection is for everyone. So it's easier for the Latinos to connect than for other ethnic groups? For sure. From what I've seen in Latin America, I was there many times. I really love the South American people. I have many students there, and I think that they can really be a good example for all of North and South America together. There's this phenomenon where really in the area of Texas and other places that many Latinos, they convert to Islam, which is something very different from the Christian character tradition. Why does this happen? There are many Latinos that did not really accept Christianity in a deep, profound, natural way, because they were all the time in their natural Indian religion. And therefore, it wasn't that rooted in them. It didn't stick to them, Christianity, really. There are those that are more, there are those that are less. I'm not talking about Mexico, for example, but about those that are more southern. They're more and more, they're having a hard time with Christianity, and maybe to them Islam is clear, closer. And besides, it's necessary to understand that those that supply Islam, they know how to work. They know how to reach everyone. They know how to help people, how to give them money, how to arrange schools for them, get-togethers, things that the priests aren't doing for a long time now. And therefore, Islam is thriving in South America, in certain places, and in the United States for sure. If so, then the answer to their questions or existential problems or the question about the meaning of life, they'll be able to find it in Kabbalah, which is above religions. Yeah, Kabbalah is above religions. It does not relate itself neither to Christianity nor Judaism nor Islam, but it speaks only about the good and nice connection between people, because all of these religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, they all work in their communities, and they're positioning community as against community on purpose. So here we have to understand that the thing that can unite all of mankind is only the wisdom of Kabbalah. And in correspondence with the Latin character, they're closer to the principles of Kabbalah. They have a very soft and good heart that can understand and feel the wisdom of Kabbalah more than other nations. Yeah. We have to understand this type of people. They were disconnected from Europe, from Africa, and those that came to them influenced them partially, but they themselves remained as they are. People that are close to nature, not evil. And therefore, I think that they are very close to the implementation, realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's really possible to reveal this to them and for them to enjoy life. Thank you very much. Something that you'd like to say? I recommend you to see our site in Spanish. There are many materials there. Get to know it a bit and understand that you can live in a world that's all good, both in terms of family life, relations between couples, spouses, kids' education, between nations, everything. And by this, we balance nature and economy and ecology, everything. In short, to see the entire world as our mutual home, and let's arrange a good connection between us, and by that, the world will calm down and give us a good life. This is what I wish you. Let's do it together. All the best.